The other silicates, other than quartz, are network covalent, but the structures are more complex. They're typically based on SiO4 4- tetrahedra, which means they're carrying a negative charge, so they're anionic. The aluminiums can substitute into that and will increase the charge deficit in the structure. And we then need to balance other elements in there to neutralize the structural charge. So in this case here, if we had a silicon, which is normally sitting as 4 plus in the structure, and we put a 3 plus into the structure, we put one more minus into the structure. So for all of those minuses, we have to balance it with pluses. So down here, we can see that in the case of beryl, which is beryllium aluminium silicate, it's the beryllium and the aluminium that contribute the plus charge to balance the negative charge in the framework. That's why we refer to these things as basic rocks, because they have positive cations there to balance the negative part of the structure itself. So common examples of these silicates are clays, from which we make porcelain, for instance. So kaolinite clay, you can see a little micrograph insert here. It's flat sheets, and those flat sheets, when you burrow down to the molecular level, are obtained by joining these tetrahedra here into layers. So that looks very similar to the structure of graphite, where we saw six-membered rings fused into a layer. We're now seeing SiO4 tetrahedra fused together into a layer. And these small particles then give good structure to soils and are transformed into ceramics, which we'll look at